Now on the English programme, we start a brand new series of readings from a book, a nice story called The Golden Age, written by the Reverend Alexander MacLeod. The first part, The King's Children. This is the first part of that first part, if that makes any sense. Well, there was once in Christendom a little kingdom where the people were pious and simple-hearted. In their simplicity, they held for true many things at which people of great kingdoms smile. One of these things was what is called the Golden Age. There was not a peasant in the villages, nor a citizen in the cities who did not believe in the Golden Age. If they happened to hear of anything great that had been done in former times, they would say, "Ah, that was in the Golden Age." If anybody spoke to them of a good thing he was looking forward to in the future, in many years to come, they would say the following, "Then shall be the Golden Age." And if they should be speaking of something happy or good which was going on under their eyes, they always said, "Yes, the Golden Age is there." Now, words like these do not come to people in a day. And these words about the Golden Age did not come to the people of that ancient kingdom in a day. More than 100 years before, there was reigning over the kingdom a very wise king, whose name was Pacronus. And to him one day came the thought, and grew from little to more in his mind, that some time or other there must have been, and some time or other there would be again, for his people, and for all people, a golden age. Wish we could have one of those here. Other ages, he said, are silver, or brass, or iron, but one is a golden age. And I suppose he was thinking of that age when he gave names to his three sons, for he called them Yestergold, Golden Day, and Gold Morrow. They're good names, aren't they? Sometimes when he talked about them, he would say, "They are my three captains of the Golden Age." He had also a little daughter whom he greatly loved. Her name was Faith. These children were very good, and they were clever, as well as good. But, like all the children of that old time, they remained children longer than the children of nowadays. It was many years before their school days came to an end, and when they ended, they did not altogether cease to be children. They had simple thoughts and simple ways, just like the people of the kingdom. Their father used to take them up and down through the country to make them acquainted with the lives of the people. "You shall some day be called to high and difficult tasks in the kingdom," he said to them, "and you should prepare yourselves all you can." Almost every day he set their minds a-thinking how the lives of the people could be made happier. And hardly a day passed on which he did not say to them that people would be happier the nearer they got to the Golden Age. In this way, the children came early to the thought that, one way or the other, happiness would come into this world along with the Golden Age. This Golden Age thing sounds great, doesn't it? I think Britain needs a bit of this, I think. But always there was one thing they could not understand. That was the time when the Golden Age should be. About the age itself, they were entirely at one. They could not remember a year in their lives when they were not at one in this. As far back as the days when, in the long winter evenings, they sat listening to the ballads and stories of their old nurse, they had been lovers and admirers of that age. It was the happy age of the world, the nurse used to say. And we take a little break here. The Golden Age sounds absolutely wonderful. This is the English programme.